Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Democrats and Republicans in the Senate have introduced 22 resolutions aimed at blocking 22 separate arms deals with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Leading the charge on that is New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, the ranking member, top Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, why block these arms sales to the Saudis and the UAE?
Well, there are both substantive as well as institutional reasons. The substantive reasons, the reasons that I've been holding up these arms sales as the senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is it because of the Saudi-United Arab Emirates coalition war in Yemen, which has created a humanitarian catastrophe? It's also because of the killing of Jamal Khashoggi and what the Saudis were involved with in terms of his death. And those are the substantive reasons. And there is an institutional reason. The president is running roughshod over the separation of powers in so many different dimensions, and this is the latest one, using a little-used provision to declare a national emergency that ultimately suggests that the arms sales have to go to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates because of a national emergency with Iran. It's just not sustainable as an emergency, and every time we press them, we get a different answer. So that's the reasons that we are pursuing resolutions of disapproval for the Senate to vote on, and I'm pleased to see that, in fact, several of my Republican colleagues have joined me. Senator Lindsey Graham, Senator Rand Paul, Senator Todd Young have joined me in co-sponsoring these resolutions.
So with these Republicans, maybe there are enough votes in the Senate for it to pass. Let's say it passes. Would it simply die with the president? Would he veto it?
It could very well die with the president, but it would send a very strong institutional response that, in fact, we will not stand by, that the president's cannot run roughshod over the constitutional rights that exist for the Senate, and would send a global message, particularly to those entities who are seeking to sell these arms, of the disapproval that the Senate has.
Something I know you've been watching closely as ranking member on Senate Foreign Relations, and that's tariffs. The president says a 5% tariff on virtually everything from Mexico, cars, fruits and vegetables, will almost certainly kick in on Monday. Are these tariffs a good idea?
Oh, these tariffs are a horrible idea. You know, Mexico is the second largest market for American goods and services in the world. Not in the Western Hemisphere, in the world. If Mexico retaliates, then there will mean lost jobs at home. As it is, tariffs only, in essence, are taxes. I know Republicans say they don't like taxes. Well, tariffs are taxes, and the taxes ultimately get paid by the American consumers. And there are estimates that if this goes through, the average American will pay $800 more in higher costs as a result of the tariffs from just about everything that they may purchase. And so this is not the way to engage Mexico to continue to help us. And I say continue to help us because they have been working towards stemming the flow of illegal immigration, which comes mostly from Central America. And so, you know, we need to deal with the root causes. We need to engage the Mexicans, but we don't need to seek to punish them by a tariff that actually only punishes us at the end of the day and our consumers.
In the Senate, Leader McConnell has said something to the effect of there is not much support for tariffs in his Republican caucus. That seems like a pretty strong statement from someone who typically supports the president.
Well, let's put it this way. That's about as strong a statement as you ever get from the Republican leader of the Senate on an issue that involves the president. And I think it's very telling. I know that the Senate Republicans had a private caucus with members of the administration. And the reports of those who were in the caucus is that they push heavily back on the administration in terms of this ideas and suggested that they may very well block go ahead and seek to block the efforts of those tariffs being put into place. We'll see. We'll see at the end of the day if they will do the right thing.
You know, I wonder, the president says these tariffs are to punish Mexico for not doing enough to stop the flow of migrants into the U.S. Is that a proper use of tariffs for an immigration issue?
No. You know, first of all, tariffs in general are a poor weapon to use, whether it's in the context of trade issues, whether it's in the context of any other non-trade issue. But it is unheard of to do in the context of trying to affect another country's engagement on something like immigration. It's totally off the mark, and it has a real consequence, one, to our relationship with our second largest trading partner in the world, two, with our neighbor that for which we have critical issues, immigration being one of them, but also security, health issues, and whatnot. And thirdly, it probably violates the World Trade Organization standards as well.
And while we have you, you have asked Secaucus-based Quest Diagnostics for answers about a recent data breach that may have exposed the personal information of 12 million people. What do you want to hear from Quest?
Well, it's incredible. We may be talking as high as 20 million patients whose personal, private, and even medical information may have been exposed. And what's worse, this hack actually began last summer. It left private patient information exposed to criminals for 7 months, And then today we woke up to find out that another 8 million patients at LabCorp, who simply went to get their blood drawn and tested, have also had their personal, financial, and medical information exposed by the same hack. So what are patients supposed to do now? So are we talking emails, phone numbers, social security numbers? That's bad enough if they get in the hands of identity thieves, but a patient's medical data and information in the wrong hands presents additional challenges. We need to know the extent of the hack, and that's why we've written to the CEOs of these companies. We want a timeline of the breach. We want to know when it began, its discovery, investigation of its scope and source. We want to know the efforts to notify patients. We want to know, in fact, what they will do to identify and limit potential patient harm associated with the breach, and how they are going to ensure that not only do they deal with all those who have been affected, but how do they prevent this from happening again. These are all critical questions, and it's a continuous fight that I have on consumer protection that we're going to continue engaging.
Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, we thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.